We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by a very special guest, one of our litany of very famous Eagles fans, Bradley Cooper, the star of the big screen. And the movie is coming out, I think, in a week, right? Silver Lining Playbook?
Comes out this Friday at about 16 theaters. And then it comes out a little bit more as a platform release on the 21st to 400. And then just, you know, keep spreading throughout.
How big is it? This is getting great buzz. You're talking about it for days and days and days. I heard you on Howard Stern today. You expecting huge things from this, right?
No, I just hope people like it. I hope you like it.
We liked it. We saw it here. We had a screen here.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can really care about is you make a movie. There's a lot of love put in this movie from everybody, from Robert De Niro to David O. Russell. It was a very personal thing. You know, I'm from Philly.
Yep. Yep.
I grew up. I'm Italian, Irish, you know, like Pat Solitano.
As we all are, right?
Oh, you as well?
Spadaro, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, we tried to make the last name Campano, which is my mother's maiden name.
Okay.
But you have to get it cleared.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and it didn't clear. There's another Campano out there that wouldn't do it. So.
All right. Well, we'll get into the movie in a bit here, but I want to share with the Eagles fans the experience you had today of coming to in Philadelphia all day for the media junket, but coming into practice, meeting some of the guys.
Yeah. Matt Jackson.
Yeah.
McCoy,
you wear the number 10 in the movie.
Yeah. Pat Solitano.
What blew you away about Deshaun Jackson? Say, be honest. How small he was.
No, I was going to say how tall he is.
but it's incredible.
I'll tell you what blew me away is, you know, our boy, the quarterback.
Nick,
he's a big guy. 6'6", size 16 shoe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Size 16, hell of an
big
arm.
Gigantic head.
Huge arm.
Yeah. But the ability, their quickness of foot. I mean, I don't know what kind of level of athlete you are, but, you know, you're in good shape. I'm sure you work out a lot. Their ability to be so big and so fast and so explosive,
that's why they're professional athletes.
Let's talk about the movie. Bradley, this movie is a romantic comedy drama that happens to really involve Eagles fans in a way that everyone can relate to, I think.
Oh, good. Look, we tried to be as authentic as possible. That's all David O. Russell really cares about. And that kind of started in The Fighter. He really wanted to tell a specific story about a specific family on a block in a neighborhood and everything that that means. And if you're going to do that in Philadelphia, the Eagles, in the fall, if you're going to do it in the fall and Christmas, football is going to be the thing.
Right. And sports has a very unusual and deep impact with people. And in the movie, that kind of translates. That's a happy place.
It's another member of the family.
Yeah.
You know, it's why you eat at a certain time on a Sunday, you know. And you revolve your schedule around it, and it brings people together. It's everything. And I think it's universal. But we didn't try to do anything other than be authentic. That's it. That was the goal.
How was Robert De Niro in terms of translating and understanding the craziness of being a sports fanatic?
Well, you tell me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought he was. But I mean, the point to get him there, the product was awesome.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this: walking into that house, playing the imaginary circumstance of being the guy who lost the Giants game.
Right. Right.
And he bet everything on the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
He was very scary when I walked into that house. I'll just say that. I mean, really, so scary that, you know, that feeling you have when someone's going to hit you.
Yes.
And your stomach drops.
Yes.
That's the way it felt.
It's a fear.
And there's nothing like it. You know, I only imagine it's maybe 1% of what it's like to be at war or something like that. You know, but you know it. Everything changes.
Absolute fear.
Yeah. And I walked into that house and he came after me. And in the editing room, we had to. It's very embarrassing, but you know what? 37 at this point.
Yeah.
I started crying like that. He's like, "You loser, you effing loser." And he's hitting me. And he takes his jersey off and he's so red. And you could feel everybody in the crew. Everybody was scared.
Good.
No one knew what he was going to do. And I just literally, the minute he looked at me, I just started crying. And it was that horrible cry where you sound like a hyena.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, Dad, and we tried to take it out. Because you have two tracks going on, because we didn't want to have him loop his dialogue, because you could never match that.
Mm-hmm.
Loop his dialogue means that he would have to go in after the movie and lay down the same sound, because we didn't get it on the day. Because there was this hyena crying over his lines. So if you go back and watch it, you'll hear a little like, ah!
Okay, okay. How deep of an Eagles fan have you been in your life?
It was a huge, huge part of my upbringing. We grew up a huge Sixers, huge Phillies, and huge Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey was never a big thing in my family, so Flyers escaped us. But absolutely.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we saw you at games last year. This is a tough season this year. Do you deal with it? How do you agonize over the season like the rest
the
of
hard
us?
Is the most agonizing part of the season for me personally is we're shooting The Hangover 3 and we're working on weekends.
Right, right.
So we work Sundays. But I have the DirecTV app on my iPad.
And you know what? You should also download the official Philadelphia Eagles app because we have our live shows. I mean, maybe you'll just tune in.
Well,
one
you know
day
what? I'm glad you're telling me this.
I know it's a big thrill for you to be on Eagles
Live. I'm glad. Why do you say that? You say that like you don't mean it.
I came from Vegas
to come see you.
Thank you. You know, by the way, we have had Matthew Fox, Jim Cramer, Ryan Philippe, Carl Lewis, Kelly Monaco, Bradley Cooper. That's not a bad list.
That's good. I'm happy to be on that list.
What would you like people to leave the movie theater feeling?
You know.
That life is real, that emotion.
Well, first of all, that they had 2 hours of enjoyment. Mm-hmm. If they laughed a lot and perhaps cried, that would be a home run for us because it meant that they went on the journey that we went on doing it. Because the one thing about a David O. Russell movie is if it's not real, don't show up. Okay. You better, and it feels like an athletic event. I did grow up with sports. I love athletics, and it felt like nothing short of being on the field during a sporting event.
So every how long did it take to film it?
We did it in 33 days.
Wow,
which is
that's
nothing,
intense. Yeah,
which is nothing. And he likes to be lit. So for 360 degrees, which means that if we're doing a scene and it's on you, he could change the camera, and put it on me at any moment. So you never know. It's like being in school and the teacher is one of those teachers that calls on you. Mm-hmm, you don't raise your hand, so you have to do the homework.
Sure. And you're on the spot. You're in the spotlight.
Yeah, you're in the spotlight the minute you show up in that classroom, and that's what it's like.
Is it? Do you feel the character? Do you live it off when you're away from the set? Do you still live it, or do you have to kind of get away from it and then, you know, kind of just become yourself again and then walk back to the set and then change? Or do you live the whole thing for 33 days?
I don't know really what that means.
I don't either, really. Yeah. But what I'm saying, do you feel like when you get into character, do you have to stay in character off set, I guess?
You know, it's more of a...
I don't know anything about acting. I'm just kind of a goofball that just does it on the fly.
I just sort of do whatever I can to make it real. So when I'm living it, I believe it.
Okay.
And whatever one has to do that.
Eagles fans, did you see Invincible?
Of course.
Did you feel, as an Eagles fan, proud of that movie?
I thought I was proud of any movie that focuses on Philly.
Yeah.
You know, in a positive light. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Wahlberg is a fantastic actor. Fantastic actor. The only thing that I was very adamant about in this movie is that we don't sound like we're from New York. And so often in movies set in Philly, if I'm living in Wisconsin, I see a movie about Philly, I just assume everybody sounds like they're from New York. And David O. Russell was very adamant about, no, let's make it authentic. And
where'd you film it? What spots?
We went all over. We were in Delaware County, and then the Benjamin Franklin Hotel. We did all over. We were here, we shot outside in the parking lot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere that it says we are, we are.
And
there's no place for something else.
Okay.
We shot, and that's a real house. There was no set.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's part of the reality of the movie.
Oh yeah, and then Mrs. Capoletti lived down the street, and she said, "I'll make you
in
a
Upper Darby.
Make you a home aides." And the mental hospital was in Norristown.
Okay,
so that wasn't in Baltimore; it was in Norristown.
Okay.
When he keeps saying to send you back to Baltimore,
is the whole build up here? What do you have to do for the next week and a half? Are you just hitting every talk show, every exhausting,
every place that'll take me? I'm going to talk about this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you keep the energy going?
Love helps a lot. Yeah, I love this movie, you know, and part of it is getting it out there and hoping, you know, we're not creating in a bubble. We want to create a product that people love, hopefully love as much as we do.
It's called Silver Linings Playbook. It comes out here in limited run in the next week.
Friday,
and then it opens up the 21st.
Yeah, and then it'll keep expanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many theaters will it hit? I mean,
it all depends on how it does.
On the reaction?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you gotten a lot of do you read reviews?
I don't read reviews.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you listen to talk radio at all, sports?
No.
Yeah.
But growing up, I did all the time.
Don't do that.
Now everything is on, you know, now it's the radio has completely changed. It's incredible.
Do you run into a lot of Eagles
fans? I don't even
listen
to Howard Stern anymore because I don't have Sirius Radio.
Oh,
so
come on,
like,
man. Break down. You can afford it.
I know. I don't have a car. I mean, I have a car, but I ride a motorcycle ever, so I don't
listen. Oh, do you really?
Yes, so I don't listen.
And are you allowed to wear a
No. I think it's illegal, but I wouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried it once, and it
Do you live in Hollywood?
I live here. I live in Jenkintown and in Hollywood. Not Hollywood, in California.
Are there Eagles fans in California that you run into?
Yeah, there's a place in Santa Monica called the Shack or something.
Yeah,
where
we hear from those people.
It's
every
all
now and
Phillies.
Yeah.
The whole thing is about that.
Well, listen, if it turns around and we make a Super Bowl run, we're going to give you some credit here. And I mean, you brought some energy here today. It's been great. Everybody's been really glad to see you.
Honestly, it was a huge thrill for me today.
I'm glad.
To meet Andy Reid, to meet all these guys.
I can't imagine that you get that jazzed up about. Andy Reid, isn't he a gracious, accommodating?
You can tell, no, right away. I don't know how accommodating he is, but he's a very gracious, and you just like, oh, he's the leader. There's no question.
Yeah.
And you walk on that field when they're practicing, and the level of respect is massive.
It's very high tempo, very precise.
No, there's no and then it's just like making a movie. If there's no captain, that ship is not going to work. And I'll tell you one thing that's clear being here today. There's a captain.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the captain leads us to victory on Sunday. And good luck with you.
Let's beat the Redskins.
Silver Linings Playbook. Go see it, Eagles fans. I highly endorse it. We had a screening here a month ago at the NovaCare Complex. Everybody loved it. It is true to Philadelphia Eagles and to Philadelphia. Bradley Cooper, thank you so much. Great to meet you
on
PhiladelphiaEagles.com.